New plays currently shown in the Waterfront in Belfast, Brothers in Arms, is written by Sam Miller, directed by Martin Lynch. Brothers Frank and Michael Mullen are both former Republican prisoners. Michael's now a member of Sinn Féin and an Assembly member. His older brother Frank believes he's sold out. Here's a clip from the play.
You're just like a dog with a bone, Frank, always refusing to let go.
Refusing to let go? Think I don't know what you mean by that piece of doublespeak?
What piece of doublespeak?
You know damn well. You're implying I refuse to let go of the past, aren't you?
I wasn't implying anything, but you go ahead and think what you like, Frank. You know, you always have.
That's right. I'm an independent thinker. I don't have to spout the party lane anymore, thank God. Don't need you to tell me what to think.
Never tried.
Want to really know what I'm thinking now?
Not particularly.
I'm thinking it was people like me who got you where you are today. You and the rest of the scumbags up in Stormont.
Scumbags? It wasn't too long ago that you were calling them scumbags comrades, and we're quite happy to be seeing that every do going with them.
That was until they sold out, just like your good self.
Well, the play's writer Sam Miller's with us this morning. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Director Martin Lynch. Morning, Martin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the security journalist Brian Rowan. Morning to you, Brian.
What about you, Stephen?
Good morning, good morning. You saw this play just last week, Brian.
I did. I saw it on Friday night. I'm not looking at it through the eyes of an arts critic, mind you. I'm looking at it to see what realities it throws up on the stage, and can you begin a conversation on the stage that reaches out then into the street, where the conversation really has to be had because there is unfinished business in the Republican community. So you have one of the characters in this play who has served 14 years, who is cast in the dissident role, if you like. You have the Sinn Féin MLA, who's only served 10 months in jail, and that's dismissed as a tea break in the play. But it does raise real issues. There are people out there who feel they've been sold out. There are people out there who feel they've been left behind, people who can't reconcile what the IRA war was about with the peace process. There are issues about trauma and health and jobs and so on and so forth. And so tomorrow at the Waterfront, I will chair a panel which will include the last IRA jail leader in the maze, Jim McVeigh, who's now the leader of Sinn Féin and Belfast City Council. Kieran Cunningham, who is, I suppose, someone we would now label dissident, recently seen on television, being arrested at David Ford's office in a protest about prison conditions at McGabry. We've got Peter Sheridan there, who's a former assistant chief constable and who is making the argument that I've made to you many times, that we need to try to find a dialogue that brings an end to armed actions. And Sam Miller, the playwright, is on the panel as well. So there's a matinee showing of the play tomorrow and then the panel discussion.
And Sam, as the writer of this play, how much research were you able to actually do? How much were you able to penetrate what's happening in the community?
Well, Stephen, a lot of it's from my own background, of course, my own family being Republicans, and you know, I spent a long time on the blanket protest. So fortunately for me, the last 8 years, I'm now a professional writer. So when Martin Lynch approached me to do this, I didn't really know. I had to think about it. So fortunately for me, I've got friends on both sides of the argument, those for the Good Friday Agreement, those against it. But it was only when I went out and started to speak to them about it, I understood the bitterness and the rawness that's there. It sort of shocked me, you know what I mean? So I tried to get it down as much as I could on this play.
What's the extent of the bitterness?
I hate to use the word extreme, but it's extreme. These are comrades who are on the blanket together. Best of friends went through hell, and all of a sudden now they won't even look at each other across the street. So it's, you know, it's quite frightening to me. I mean, I really haven't been involved in politics in years, so when I really went back to it and seen it all again, I really couldn't believe what was going on.
And I think that's one of the points of the play, that what we see on the stage, Stephen, are brothers, Republicans, but they're talking at each other rather than with and to each other. And I think that's the gap that has to be closed. Martin Lynch had asked me to say a few words at the launch of Sam's play a few weeks ago, and I brought two statements with me. The Ogilvy na hÉireann mainstream IRA statement from 2005, which declared the end of the armed campaign. And then a statement from the dissident faction, now calling itself Ogilvy na hÉireann, just a few weeks ago, admitting placing the bomb inside the car of the visiting Scottish soldier in North Belfast, and then the following day ordering a young woman from her home. That's a huge gap. One war that's over, one war that's continuing. I think the big question is, what's that continuing war about? Is it really about trying to drive the Brits out of Ireland and forcing a rethink in politics? Or is it what Sam is putting on the stage, a battle and a war within the Republican community? and one set of people continuing armed actions just to say we haven't sold out. And if that is the only purpose of those armed actions, if it's not cause driven, but just so that we don't go down in history as people who sold out, then it is killing for killing's sake. And that's one of the issues I want to bring through and bring up in this panel conversation tomorrow.
And Martin Lynch, as the director of the play, you will be only too aware of the potential in Northern Ireland for things to be destabilised.
Well, obviously, I mean, this play couldn't be more timely, given that there's been a couple of dissident trials that have been plastered across the papers for the last number of weeks. So this is something that's actually going on out there. In Green Shoot Productions, we have commissioned plays that are socially, politically and culturally relevant to the people. There's no point in us doing Shakespeare and Oscar Wilde. We have commissioned plays from Sam Miller. This play is part of an Ulster trilogy. The second one is about Ian Paisley, written by Ron Hutchinson, and the Protestant community. And the third one will be one about victims, written by myself. So we're trying to have a dialogue with the community through the arts. The arts is probably today the safest environment in which we can actually provide a platform and have these discussions while at the same time entertaining people. So we've been playing the packed houses at the waterfront every night. And last night again was another stand ovation. So people are finding it relevant and they're coming along to see them.
Even when you talk about the arts, Martin, there will be some people that even the use of that word, those words, the arts, and they'll think to themselves, yeah, not for me.
Well, Stephen, we've conquered
that. No, I'd be like that, for example. Arts, oh, for goodness sake.
Well, you know what Keith Richards said? Art, is that not short for author? But that we in the last number of years, we've made great strides in Belfast. Like, for instance, you take the play, The History of Troubles According to My Da, that I wrote with Conor Grimes and Noel McKee. Yeah. I mean, it's been seen by over 100,000 people.
Wow.
This play about dissident republics and about people arguing over is stuff in the place. People have a great appetite here. Working class, people middle class, Catholic, Protestant, they're coming along in large numbers to the theatre. For a wide range of theatre companies, you know, the Lyric Theatre's been packed in since it opened. So in Northern Ireland now, the arts is changing. There's more community arts. There's more people having a direct say in the arts. And in fact, if you look at the Brothers in Arms, written by a working class boy from New Lodge Road who's been in jail, that sort of guy wouldn't have had a voice 20 or 30 years ago.
And where can people see this play, Martin?
It's at the Waterfront Hall studio and it's on every night at 8 o'clock. It runs this week and next week.
All right, Martin, lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you, Sam. Lovely to talk to you. Barney, just before you go today, how significant is it, Jim McVeigh talking to Kieran Cunningham, and is that happening at a leadership level?
Jim McVeigh, I approached Sinn Féin and asked them would they put someone forward for this panel, and they decided that Jim McVeigh would be the person who would sit on the panel. He's got a history in the Republican movement that spans both the IRA and Sinn Féin organisation. He was jailed in 1983 right through to 91, arrested again in 1991 and jailed in 1991 right through to July 2000. I first met him in the Maze prison in 1998 when he was part of the IRA jail leadership, who then met Mo Mullum, the then Secretary of State, the following day in the run through to the Good Friday Agreement. But I think his life in the Republican movement stretches right from war through to peace, that this is a guy who was at the coalface of this conflict but is now Sinn Féin's leader on Belfast City Council and to be the chair of the first policing and safety community partnership. So I think this play's very angry and it's going to be very difficult to have a measured conversation afterwards. But I think the worth of a dialogue and the worth of a conversation, and people dismissed John Hume when he started to talk to Gerry Adams. If a dialogue begins and continues and can bring about an end to armed actions, if it can save someone's life, then it's worth trying and worth doing.
Bran, thank you very much indeed. The play's on at the waterfront.